This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ruzdahl. A little bit more than a year and a half from now, July of 2019, about 55,000 Haitians who've been living and working in the United States under what's known as temporary protected status won't be anymore. Originally granted what's called TPS after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, more than half of the Haitians here now who face deportation are in Florida, working in that state's $100-plus billion hospitality industry. So, Marketplace's Renata Sego has more now on the business economics of ending Haitian TPS.
Wilna Destine is in the employee parking lot of the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World. It's where hundreds of uniformed workers file in on their way to clean the resort's lavishly themed rooms and to cook meals for guests. Destine greets them twice a week at the parking lot entrance with a clipboard and a question.
Hi. This already?
The 41-year-old housekeeper is gathering signatures to raise the wages for more than 70,000 employees. She says it's tough to convince Haitian workers with TPS, like her, to sign the union petition. They're thinking ahead to next year when they'll face deportation.
I know people who want to sell their stuff and go, where you going? We are the one who cleans, we are the one who cook, we are the one who put food on their table. We all work for this country. We make it great.
Destine says she fled Haiti for Florida on a boat 17 years ago at age 24. She didn't qualify for asylum at the time, so she got her start working off the books in hotels. She finally received temporary protected status in 2008.
There's a lot of opportunities, and I go to work and pay taxes and do whatever I can do and support my family, paying my bills. This is what I do for my life.
Her husband also has the temporary protected status. Her 14-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son were born in Florida. They are U.S. citizens. Destine hasn't returned to Haiti since she left.
I don't want to go and leave my kids because those kids, I give them birth. I'm their mama. I give them love, you know.
The Center for Migration Studies estimates Florida has more than 32,000 Haitians with TPS, and that 81% of them are part of the state's workforce. Many work in the hospitality industry.
I mean, it's massive.
Jeff Paquette is a union leader for Unite Here Local 737. It represents hospitality workers, including 400 Disney employees with temporary protected status.
Everyone who's Haitian, they know someone, their neighbor has TPS, their uncle has TPS.
In the past year, the union has been one of the most vocal opponents of the executive order to end TPS. It helped organize a protest in November with hundreds of workers outside President Trump's estate at Mar-a-Lago. Members of Congress have expressed a need for a path to citizenship. In November, the White House extended the TPS deadline to July 2019. The Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association lobbies on behalf of the state's $111.7 billion hospitality industry. Aaron Hellcamp Powers, the group's press secretary, read a statement in response to questions about TPS.
As this is a developing national issue, it is difficult to determine the precise impacts of the policy at this time.
Disney did not respond to a request for an interview. Union leader Jeff Paquette says he thinks the number of Haitian hospitality workers affected overall, 32,000 out of more than 1 million in the state, may not be enough to hurt a large company like Disney.
It's a massive impact to the community of Haitians, but it is a drop in the bucket to the company.
And he points out the hospitality industry in Florida has a new source of labor, Puerto Ricans who've left the island after Hurricane Maria. In Orlando, I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.